All right, I'd like to call this Schofield Town hearing on the pertaining to the fiscal year 2026, is that right?
Yep, sorry, I got it, oops.
Okay, fiscal year 2026 adopted budget. June 9th, 2025. The time is 6:45 p.m. We'll go with roll call. Liberty Smith is absent. Ryan Bailing.
Here.
Ralph Brickerhoff.
Here.
Jim LeVanger here. And Brad Peacock.
Here.
And Melissa Holloway is ill and absent. So, okay. Now this is when we get to talk about some improvements, I guess you might call it, just stuff that we came up with that we can do or not do. So,
do you want me to look at these right here? Based on what you gave me the other day.
That'd be great.
Just so, if you look at park improvements, it's got a pretty big, I'm trying to figure out where that's at. Park improvements. Where is it? Hang on a second.
It's never where you think
it is. It's really not. The park is in two places, and it gets me so confused.
I'm going to look at continued park two on page six. So I'm
maybe that's not the improvements. There's one that's actually states improvements. It's on the expenditures. So it's got to be on fine.
Yes, the last page.
I think it's on page six. I think it's page six.
The last page of my statement.
Yeah, park improvement under expenditures on the very final page.
Where do you see it?
I think it's page. Is it page six?
It's, right? Nope, it's the very final one, and it's not listed or numbered.
Oh. Okay. Let me see it on your thing so I can see what you got.
That's not the same.
That's right. Thank you so much. That's the special revenue fund, so we're kind of starting in a backwards way. That is the Pleasant Valley Days account. And so on that one, look at Pleasant Valley. It's your special.
You're on the adopted?
Yep.
Special revenue. Pleasant Valley Days.
This is different.
Do you know what it is? You don't have the final page, do you?
Did I not get yours in there? I did not give it to you. Sorry.
Okay. That's
we'll share.
No, I'll give him this.
Park improvements under expenditures.
Oh, you got an extra one?
Yep. But I wasn't sure if that's what.
Okay.
Okay. So that one, where it says 25,000, that's because, or 30,000.
25.
Where is Pleasant Valley Days? Oh, okay, 25. That was, you know how you guys were going to put up the metal building? So we had a pavilion over there. But then, Brad, you mentioned a barn type.
Pole barn
type structure. That would be what that one is. So that's the 25,000. That's one thing that was discussed in the general government buildings portion. That is in the general fund on page five. That larger amount, that is the ADA ramp, and then also fixing that bathroom so it's ADA approved.
those two things.
That's what that, those costs would be. In the highways on general fund on page six, highway improvements, those highways, that 2,500, I don't know exactly how much it'll be. I don't think it'll be that much, but that's to get new street signs, because we really need them. The Class C road program, that 70,000, that's because Jim has been working with the county to try to get our roads fixed. And that,
I'm trying to leverage our 70,000.
And trying to get us some more money out of that. Down there on the school and jail, that 10,500. The maintenance repair, 10,500. That is for some brick repair, possibly on that school.
On the facade up above where the bricks are coming down, and then here on the jail around the top.
So that's, that kind of accounts for some.
Pardon?
Wasn't that just fixed?
Well, we got the base. I'm talking about the stuff up high.
Oh.
Up there where it says the year up above the door there.
And then on the enterprise fund, on the well house at 75,000, that may or may not be needed. That's just to finish that, get the well house done, because the engineering costs went too high.
And
costs were too high with COVID
supply chain issues.
And so we've got to get that thing pumping, or else that well's just going to be messed up.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
What's the cemetery? 2,000 for cemetery.
That's just in case.
In case we need,
you know, like how you've had those opportunities to fix it, in case we need something.
Okay.
Just
throw some money in there in case we need to.
Like to have a little something in there.
Fix things up. See what if we could. Maybe we could toggle a few headstones up every year, something like that. I don't know. Would be nice. As far as this handicap ramp out here, I really didn't want to do it in wood, because we just keep replacing it. I thought a concrete, you know, concrete ramp, I think, is a better way to go. As far as, I estimated $1,200 to make this bathroom ADA compliant, but I don't think it's going to cost that, but I thought I better have it in there. You got to buy a toilet that's so high and this, that, and
it might be $1,200.
It might. It could very well be. Some flooring. I think that cabinet in there has to go, so we'll probably need some sort of a pedestal sink to where you can turn a wheelchair within the bathroom itself, and I don't know, just things like that.
A higher toilet, removable vanity, and a new sink, and any kind of flooring, I think we'd be $1,200.
Well, it'll be close. That's why, you know.
Well, I just threw out that wooden ramp just to follow. You know what I'm saying?
I think longevity, we need to look at doing something out of aluminum or steel, and then we are going to be even prices with concrete.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I don't know. And those are just some thoughts.
But the ramp out here is needed.
I truly believe it is, and if nothing else, I mean, sooner or later somebody's going to jump us on that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's a given. That. Well, last time we had an election and we were in here and we were doing paper ballots in here. There was a lady showed up and she actually mentioned that, and she was going to go report us, but we told her we were working on it, so she decided not to.
No, that actually what happened.
Or something.
No, nobody reported us then. I took the ballot out to the lady, and that was all fine. She was very appreciative. No, there was a lady who stopped by, and she was just kind of wandering around, so I stopped by and just said hello, and she said that is her job to make sure that she goes around, and I said, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's on our budget, and it's been on our budget for every year, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are, you know, you're always on the radar.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And we need to make it accessible for everybody.
Sure.
If I break my hip again, I'm gonna need it.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't want it.
No, no, no.
It's a real problem out there in the winter because you can't see it.
Yeah.
Well, and then Jen, weren't you saying you thought it would be better because if you made it wide enough, someone could take just a little side by side with a push on it and push it off and down, because how are you going to?
Yeah, it needs to be at least 60 inches wide.
It needs to be something that you can actually get it off and not have it out there where it is going to get hit by the plow.
Get their insurance from?
We get ours from Utah Local Government Trust.
They're probably the cheapest.
Yeah, so. And Stewart.
And the best coverage.
Either.
Well, if there are no further questions, meeting up for us.
Make a motion that we close the meeting of the adopted budget for the year 2026.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Time?
Time is 6:57.